You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome into the Stardom Sit'em Show. Michael F. Florio, I am Kimmy Checks, and this is a show that you need to watch and listen to as you get your fantasy roster set at a Thursday night football, Sunday slate of games, as well as Monday. Florio, it is officially week two. Are you still coming down off of the high of the season opener for the Bills against the Rams?
I'm just coming down from the high of like football being back. I know you were riding high after Patrick Mahomes reminded the world he's Patrick Mahomes. Oh, and he's still great.
Just riding the highest, man.
It's a great Thursday night game. It's fun, and I'm happy you're back. We didn't get to do this last week. Marcus filled in, but now the Stardom Sit'em crew is back together.
So you're saying you prefer me over Marcus? Marcus Grant, if you're listening, do you hear this? You guys
Shots
have a
fired.
Podcast together, but I've just already come in and usurped him. I love you, Florio. God, Thursdays are going to be so good. But as a reminder, in the show, we are bringing you guys all of Florio's top starts and sits every single week. We get this list because every single week, Florio, he has a full column over at NFL.com/start-sit, where he goes on a positional breakdown to tell you which guys you need in and out of your lineup. Speaking of those guys, I guess we should dig into your start list. What do you think, Florio?
Let's do it. That is why people are watching. Matt Stafford against the Falcons, I think he bounces back. Kirk Cousins is just Kirk Cousins in that high-powered offense. Derek Carr in a good matchup. Trey Lance, I'm not ready to give up after one bad weather game. And then some sits. That first name might cause a stir. Marcus Mariota had a good game last week, but I want to see him do it again. Justin Fields is in a tough matchup. And then Ryan Tannehill was a QB1 last week, but he gets the Bills this week. I don't want to start him there.
All right, so these are the starts and sits at the quarterback spot. A guy that I want to dig in on is Derek Carr going up against the Cardinals. We just saw the Cardinals defense be completely decimated by Kansas City. We know and we saw how good Derek Carr played with his old college teammate Devontae Adams. So you feel good enough to say he's a full start, he's a full go, because I know we kind of have high expectations for him this season.
Yeah, I thought he was worth starting last week, and I know the matchup was a little bit tougher, and he started out the gate slow, but what I loved is the Raiders threw the ball 78% of their plays. Like, they were just like, we don't want to run the ball at all. And that is when their offense really started getting going. And you see here Devontae Adams. We know good things happen when you throw that guy the ball. And then, Kimmy, you just talked about it, but man, Patrick Mahomes was not kind to that Cardinals defense. 360 passing yards, 5 touchdowns. I think this is a bounce back game for Derek Carr and the Raiders' entire passing attack.
My biggest question for this game, and it kind of has to do with Derek Carr, obviously, because he's the one throwing the football. Will we see Hunter Renfrow actually get some work? Because he was so good for us last season. Obviously, Devontae Adams is wide receiver one, but that's my biggest question mark, because I still want to hold out hope on Hunter Renfrow.
He's good. I have, like, is there enough ball? When Devontae Adams is going to get a million targets every week, it's tough for the other guys to get theirs.
I know, but the point that you made, 78%. Yeah. Of their offense was passing. So some hope for Derek Carr and those pass catchers against the Cardinals. Let's get into some controversy. A sit for you this week was Tom Brady going up against the New Orleans Saints. I personally love it. I've got a hot take on that game later on. But dig into why you think TB12 is a no-go.
Yeah, this wouldn't be the first time Tom Brady's proved me wrong if he does, but I just think it's a week to get away from the GOAT in fantasy. It's because of the matchup against the Saints. Brady has played the Saints 4 times in his 2 years since joining the Bucs, and in 3 of those games, he's failed to reach 240 passing yards.
Ooh.
And in those games, 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. So it's just not great production from Tom Brady in this game. I'm not saying you sit him for just anyone, but I would sit him for Derek Carr, who we just talked about.
Uh-huh.
And if you're feeling spicy, Trey Lance is another name that I think you could elevate ahead of the GOAT this week. It's just the matchup against the Saints. You watched plenty of the Saints. They've owned Brady these last 2 years.
Ooh, they have owned Tom Brady. New Orleans, anybody from New Orleans or who's a Saints fan listening to this right now, you are probably so happy. But notoriously, in the same way that the New Orleans Saints have notoriously won and played incredibly well against the Atlanta Falcons, which we saw them get the dub in week 1, they've played notoriously incredibly well against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the really interesting kind of situation with New Orleans is that the guys on that Saints team, the players on that team, they love Jameis Winston and they root for Jameis Winston, and they understand that this is in essence a revenge game for him, right?
Yes.
I don't think there's any bad blood for Jameis towards the city for Tampa Bay, but he wants to show them that, hey, you are a franchise that kind of gave up on me because I made some mistakes and I wasn't the most dynamic of quarterbacks for your team. And now I'm with a team that wants to develop me, and we're going to go out and we're going to show out. The Saints defense also notoriously incredibly good against quarterbacks. So I don't think that's the craziest of takes, that Tom Brady would be a sit in week 2.
We have Kimmy on board. You hear it here first. Tom Brady is going to be awful this week.
Oh, I'm not going to go that far. But you could argue that he's a sit. Those were Florio's stardom sit-em list at the quarterback spot. Florio, why don't we go through your starts and sits for wide receivers?
Yeah, I think Gabe Davis is a start there against the Titans. Christian Kirk, another one that I'm feeling good about. Julio Jones, I don't love Tom Brady this week, but I think Jones could see enough volume to be a start. And then the rookie Drake London showed out in week 1. I think you could go back to him in week 2. The sits, I wouldn't drop Kadarius Toney yet, but until we see him on the field more consistently, I can't start him either. Elijah Moore got out-targeted by numerous Jets, including both running backs. It's just a rough go for Amari Cooper. And then Adam Thielen is just a volume concern I have with Justin Jefferson getting all the targets.
Justin Jefferson takes the full everything, all eyes on that offense, so Adam Thielen could be a sit for you. We got to talk a Buffalo Bill, because I just am going to placate straight to your heart. Monday Night Football, your Buffalo Bills going up against the Tennessee Titans. We actually have 2 games on Monday, so fun fact, thinking ahead to that. But Gabe Davis, we feel so good about him because we saw what happened on that opening season opener against the Rams. Josh Allen spreads the ball, and it's not only to Stephon Diggs. So tell me why you're loving Gabe Davis this week.
Gabe Davis, even though he only had 5 targets last week in a game where the Bills kind of got away from the pass, he gets the high volume targets. He's going to get the ones in the red zone. He's going to be their downfield threat, and that's what we saw last week. He had a 60-yard catch. He had like a 30-something yard touchdown. So I think there will be more volume going his way. He's not going to just get 5 targets a game, but he's going to get a plenty of air yards, and he's going to get used in the red zone. And that, we know, just creates fantasy points.
Would you also say to start or to flex Isaiah McKenzie? I know he was another guy who got really involved on the season opener.
I think he's in play as a flex option. He's a little bit lower than Gabe Davis for me, but I definitely think he's in play as a flex option.
It's exciting as a Bills fan and a fantasy just fanatic to just have multiple receivers that you can start in this offense.
It's a fun offense. It's one of they're, it's like the Chiefs, right? Like the Chiefs, I know no Tyreek Hill this year, but they're spreading it out more. There's more love going around. It's fun.
And it makes us happy as a resident Bills and Chiefs fan. Another guy that was on your list is Christian Kirk going up against the Colts this week. Dig into Christian Kirk, because I've been a huge fan of his since he signed that contract with Jacksonville, going down to Duval, knowing that he was going to be the main slot receiver and then getting a ton of work already in week one.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I know we all love to make jokes coming into the in the offseason that he was overpaid and the Jaguars are going to Jaguar and all that stuff. But in week one, Christian Kirk looked everything worth what they gave him. He led them with a team high, a career high, 12 targets. He played 90% of the snaps, had 117 air yards. And Devontae Adams is the only receiver, the only player in the NFL that saw more air yards in week one than Christian Kirk did. And 74% of their passes went to wide receivers. That was the second highest in the NFL. Plus, the Colts last year allowed the second most fantasy points to wide receivers. So I think it's just a lot of volume in Kirk's way in what is a good matchup. He's quickly, I think, going to become a player that we just start every week.
Duval, you guys hear that? Duval County, we are in on Christian Kirk. Maybe we're in on Jacksonville as well. So those were some starts at the quarterback and the wide receiver spot. We're going to get to some more positions later on. But first, Florio, we're going to have a new segment. It's called Talk That Talk. And I got to toss it over to Geno Smith, who quite literally inspired this whole thing.
For the folks you said had written you off, maybe, what did they say to them?
Yeah. They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go.
All right. Congratulations, Gino.
It's the smirk at the end for me. He's like, yeah, I did that. I just upset Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos.
I don't know if that line was pre-planned or not, but when he said it, he was like, yeah, I stuck that. Like, I stuck the
He's
landing
like, the
there.
Landing is there. He's like, maybe that quote was even better than how I played.
Also, Geno Smith looks kind of like if Marcus Grant had a haircut.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not the first person to say that, but
we need to get a side-by-side graphic that shows Marcus and Gino, because I don't think we've ever seen them in the same room.
I was not seeing Marcus at all Monday night. I don't know where he went, but he wasn't around us.
Marcus Grant, if you are Geno Smith and we find this out after the fact, that would make my entire life. But Geno Smith, he was written off, and he wasn't a guy that anybody was considering in fantasy football. But then he went out and he did the dang thing, and now he's going to talk that talk. So Florio, inspired by our new lovely segment, Talk That Talk, who are some guys that are going to have a bounce back in week two?
I think you'll love this first one. It is the quarterback with the most swag in the NFL. It is Joe Burrow. Oh, and I know Joe Burrow had a down game in week one. I wish all down games were 338 passing yards and three touchdowns. I know he threw a career high four interceptions. That is just simply not going to happen again. And something that I don't think gets enough love, 47 rushing yards, a career high. If he's running more, that just elevates his floor, his ceiling. It takes him to a new level in fantasy. I also think Allen Robinson bounces back this week. In week one, it was a struggle for him, but he did play 97% of the snaps. And when you go back and watch that game and watch all the routes that Allen Robinson ran, he was more open than the two targets would indicate. He was playing a very tough defense against the Bills. I don't think that's going to happen every week. He will get better. And then one more player I think could come back, Travis Etienne.
Really?
He was splitting the snaps last week. I think...
Make the case.
He was used in the passing game. He had a wide open touchdown in the end zone that Trevor Lawrence just airmailed over his head. If he catches that, we're talking about Travis Etienne very differently, I think. So I'm expecting, I know he's not a rookie. He's basically a rookie. I'm expecting him to bounce back in week two.
The biggest conundrum that we were trying to wrap our heads around with this Travis Etienne, James Robinson season during draft time was that Travis Etienne was being drafted higher than James Robinson. He had never played a full NFL regulation game in the regular season. We saw how good James Robinson was. A lot of fantasy managers got James Robinson at a discount. And then he went out and balled out. So there's a lot of people hoping and praying that you're right, that this is a talk that talk bounce back week for Travis Etienne.
I hope so. James Robinson coming back that early, and he looked way better than anticipated.
What we learned week one, James Robinson doesn't need an Achilles. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a few.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Florio, take us through your favorite starts and sits at the tight end spot for week two.
Yeah, the starts this week, Kyle Pitts, we're going to talk more about him. Dalton Schultz, I still think he'll get enough volume even without Dak Prescott. Pat Freiermuth in a tough matchup, but he had 10 targets last week. And then Albert O, he was featured in that game with the Broncos. And then the sits, Dawson Knox, because we were talking about the receivers, they're going to get a lot of the love. Irv Smith Jr., he only had 2 targets last week. Mike Gesicki is getting outplayed by other tight ends there in Miami. And then Hunter Henry, he's just way too touchdown dependent. So sit those guys.
The very first name on your start list was Kyle Pitts.
My guy.
There were fantasy managers that were very upset with Kyle Pitts after that week one performance against the Saints. People had some trepidation because, as we pointed out earlier when we were talking about Tom Brady being a sit against New Orleans, the New Orleans defense, very good at shutting down tight ends, very good at shutting down a lot of different positions across the board. But we think it's a bounce back against the Rams.
Yeah, I think this is the week Kyle Pitts does what we were all drafting him to do. Last week, he played 84% of the snaps, which was the most amongst any Falcons pass catcher. His 7 targets tied for the team lead. He was 3rd amongst all tight ends in air yards. Like, that is elite usage for a tight end, and he is an elite talent. It was just like you said, it was a tough matchup against the Saints, but Pitts is far too talented to be held in check each week. I think this is the week where he reminds everyone, like, hey, I am very, very good, and you guys drafted me this high for a reason.
This is your guy, so you're sticking to it. He's going to be a week 2 bounce back.
I hope so. My heart needs him to be.
Fingers crossed. Speaking of your heart and fingers crossed and loving guys, but maybe saying, you know what, in terms of fantasy, it's just not that week. Dawson Knox is a sit for week 2 for you.
I think so, and we were talking last segment about how Stephon Diggs is going to be the top receiver there, but then there's Gabriel Davis, Isaiah McKenzie in the slot. There's just not enough volume to go around to everyone every single week, especially when the running backs are getting like 6+ targets. So last week for Dawson Knox, just 2 targets, 1 catch, 5 yards. I think he'll have some good weeks, but it's going to be so touchdown dependent. It could be like a headache. I would play Gerald Everett in the Thursday night game over him, or Albert O, who I have as a start as well. I'd play him over Dawson Knox this week.
It's so hard to predict tight end production outside of those main key guys like a Kyle Pitts, like a Travis Kelce, like a Mark Andrews, because it's so incredibly volatile on a week-to-week basis. So I know Dawson Knox may be out there on your roster as your tight end one, but play the matchup and understand that production-wise, it may not be that week for him. Let's talk about some players we think deserve some more hype and who are some must-starts. Florio, kick it off.
I'm going to go with one of Adam Rank's favorite players in the NFL. I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins here. The talk all offseason was that with Kevin O'Connell coming from LA to Minnesota, that this offense was suddenly going to become pass happy. They were going to be, you know, much harder to stop and look more like the Rams offense did last year. And that's exactly what we saw in week 1. Like, Justin Jefferson wide open. Like, only Cooper Kupp was that wide open when we're talking about elite wide receivers last year. And they're facing an Eagles defense this week that just gave up 35 total points, to the Lions. And Kirk Cousins has thrown multiple passing touchdowns in 9 of his last 10 games. I think he brings a safe floor and, in this new offense, a high ceiling.
Can we talk about Kirk Cousins' press conference shirt? I don't know if people saw it. You're listening and watching. Go Google it.
Oh, yes.
Because it just makes you love Kirk Cousins even more. You know he got it at TJ Maxx, and he's so happy that it was on sale. Doesn't care that he makes millions upon millions of dollars. He's just a dad. He's just a guy.
It's the most Kirk Cousins shirt in the world.
I will root for Kirk Cousins for all of my days, solely based upon his full dad shirt. But a solid start this week. Florio, mine, it's this game versus Denver and the Texans. And I'm all in on Melvin Gordon, which could seem crazy to people because Javonte Williams is a thing and Javonte Williams was drafted higher. But if you look up, if you look at Melvin Gordon in this matchup versus the Houston Texans, he actually led the team with 4 red zone touches versus that very weird head scratching game against the Seattle Seahawks. He had 12 rushes, 2 targets. He also hauled in both those receptions. The main point was a fumble in the end zone, which people were upset about. But then you go and you realize that Javonte Williams also had a fumble in the end zone. So those kind of just X each other out. But when I was really looking between these two running backs and understanding that their stats are quite literally identical, it's really kind of a 50-50 split. You want to look at the red zone and the end zone production. And the fact that Melvin Gordon got those looks, it made me feel confident, also knowing that the matchup against the Texans is very favorable against running backs. So I think it's kind of a coin toss. If you have either of these guys as a fantasy manager, you can feel good about starting them because the production's quite literally even for both of them. Give me another one, though, because I know you also like this game, and it may be weird for people who watch the Denver Broncos and that weird field goal situation there in the fourth quarter, but we feel confident about multiple guys for Denver.
Yeah, I like Jerry Jeudy in this game as well, and Cortland Sutton was getting all the hype in draft season, but Jeudy, I think, was just overlooked. In week one, he played 89% of the snaps, 7 targets, 4 catches, 102 yards, and a touchdown. He was the more productive of the two. And I think this is going to be like a DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett situation. There'll be DK weeks, there'll be Lockett weeks, but at the end of the year, they'll be very close. So while Sutton got the hype, go ahead and get Jeudy in your lineups everywhere as well.
Speaking of, you know, kind of the point I just made with Melvin Gordon, and Jerry Jeudy was the highlight, I think, for all Broncos fans probably, of that game against Seattle. But again, it was the exact same production between Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. Both of those guys had 7 targets. Both of them had 4 receptions. Jerry Jeudy got the edge because of that really long reception that he had. But I totally agree. Just like that situation that Russ had with DK Metcalf and
Tyler Lockett.
And Tyler Lockett. Can't even think of his name right now. It's going to be very similar for Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. My last one, I'm kind of stealing a stardom tight end from you. It's Pat Freiermuth going up against the New England Patriots. You mentioned that the matchup may on paper seem a bit hard, but you have to look at the production from week one. He had 12.5 fantasy points, which for a tight end is incredible production if you're not named Travis Kelce. But it was really the 10 targets that he saw against the Bengals. That was second most on the team. We saw what happened in his production last season during his rookie year, and we were a little concerned because we were like, hey, different quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, it's very different. But Pat Freiermuth had 7 receiving touchdowns and over 60 receptions. If this week one production is at all an indicator for what it's going to look like season long, Pat Freiermuth is truly a tight end one that you can go with on a week-to-week basis. So I feel very good getting him against New England, a team that's also interesting this year and may not be as efficient on the defensive side of the ball as we've seen in years past. NFL Plus is the league's new exclusive video streaming subscription service. NFL Plus has your game day covered with live and local primetime regular season and postseason games right on your phone or tablet. NFL Plus is available in the NFL app and at NFL.com. Subscription plans start at just $4.99 a month. Fans can visit plus.nfl.com and sign up for a free trial of NFL Plus today. Florio, it's time to get to your stardom cinema list for running backs in week two, so let's power through.
The starts, Rashad Penny, who looked really good in week one going up against the Niners, Antonio Gibson against the Lions there, Daryl Henderson Jr., who looks like the starting running back against the Falcons, Jeff Wilson Jr., who will be the starter against the Seahawks, and then some sits. Josh Jacobs, because like we said earlier, the Raiders just passing the ball a bunch. Cam Akers, who we need to see him get used. Damian Pierce, the same thing. And then Damian Harris, as it's just a mess there with the New England running backs.
Antonio Gibson is a start against the Detroit Lions. Fantasy managers have for years head-scratched the situation with Antonio Gibson, but you're confident.
Yeah, I think this is the week to go ahead and start Gibson. Last week, he played 64% of the snaps. He had 14 carries, but what you really love to see is the 8 targets, catching 7 of them for a team-high 72 yards. They're finally using their former college wide receiver in the passing game. You love seeing him get downfield targets. It just unlocks a new level for him in fantasy.
Another start for you was Daryl Henderson. And the Cam Akers question marks were kind of answered when we saw Henderson truly look like the RB1.
That's exactly what happened in week one. He played 82% in the snaps. Henderson did. He had 13 carries, 5 targets. Cam Akers was 18% of the snaps, 3 touches, didn't score a fantasy point. Like, I know we all drafted Akers high thinking he was the guy, but it's clearly Daryl Henderson Jr. right now, and we need to treat him as that in fantasy. So you would be starting Cam Akers here. Henderson is the starter right now. I think you need to start him in this great matchup against the Falcons.
One of my favorite fantasy tweets from week one was, why does Sean McVay hate Cam Akers? It's week one, people. We can't overreact quite yet, but we can take away that Daryl Henderson is the RB1 and should be a start for you. Florio, we power through your starts and sits boards, so you know what time it is.
We get
it's
to have some
time
fun.
Time for Club Dub. These are the players that we guarantee are going to score you 25 plus fantasy points. You just saw a gold money gun get tossed in because these guys are going to be a dub for you. So who's yours, Mike Florio?
You were talking up Melvin Gordon, and I like him as a start. I also like the player that he shares the backfield with. So Javonte Williams, oh no, it's not shooting any money, but but there's plenty of money for Javonte Williams this week. I think that he is a great start. In week one, he played, like Kimmy said, he played about half the snaps, but seven carries, but a career high, 12 targets, 108 total yards. He's being used heavily in the passing game. I had concerns of how much Russell Wilson would throw to the running backs. I didn't think it would be as much as Teddy did, but he threw even more to his running backs. And then, like Kimmy said with Melvin Gordon, it is a great matchup against the Texans, who allow a ton of production to running backs. So I think there's enough for both of the running backs. I think they both have a big game this week.
Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, fantasy managers, rejoice. Both those guys getting it done for us. I'm going to stick with a running back. You ready for mine?
Let's see.
So happy Adam Rank's not here because he would kill me. It's A.J. Dillon.
Yeah.
Going up against the Chicago Bears. One, it's a matchup and a rival matchup, and those are always fun. And two, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers can't be as bad as they were in week one. Literally, the only way to go is up. But in terms of A.J. Dillon being a good start, he actually led the Green Bay Packers in rush attempts, targets, receptions, and receiving yards in week one. He rushed 10 times for 45 yards. He also got into the end zone with a touchdown. The other thing is the involvement in the passing game. He caught 5 of 6 targets for 46 yards. We kind of predicted this would happen. However, we thought Aaron Jones would be more involved in the passing game and A.J. Dillon, a.k.a. Quadzilla, would really be the RB1. But seeing how much he was also utilized as a pass catcher gives me hope, knowing that Aaron Rodgers very clearly is not happy with the wide receiving core. So he's going to rely on those running backs who he has had time to build a rapport with. So A.J. Dillon is going to get it done against the Chicago Bears. 25 plus fantasy points, I think, is very, very doable for him.
I love it. I think him and Aaron Jones are just guys you start every week now.
Yes. A wide receiver one and an RB1. I'm like, Aaron Jones will be the wide receiver one, and A.J. Dillon will be the running back one for
Rodgers will make it work.
The Green Bay Packers. They will. Those are our Club Dub players of the week, and this is the Starts and Sits show. If you can't get enough of Florio and I, or even Marcus or Adam Rank, then be sure to check out the new NFL Fantasy Q&A show on Tuesdays and Fridays. We are answering all of your lineup questions, so be sure to tweet them at us at NFL Fantasy on Twitter. You can catch us streaming at 7 p.m. Eastern in the NFL Fantasy app, NFL.com, and the NFL Fast Channel on your TVs. The show is also available on demand and as a podcast in the NFL Fantasy Football Show feed, so make sure you subscribe right now. Basically, if you like fantasy football and you like the four of us, we got you covered every single day of the week. This is going to do it for us, our week 2 edition of the Stardom Sit'em Show. Florio, it's always a pleasure. Good luck this weekend. Good luck on Thursday Night Football to all the fantasy managers with players lining up tonight. This will do us for week 2. Michael F. Florio, Kimmy Checks. We'll see you guys next Thursday.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.